We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It's 10 minutes after 5. Paul, honestly, I don't really know how we can follow that up. They just want to talk about Volcker.
Well, you know what? And this gets back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The point I was trying to make, hey, with age comes wisdom, and
that's
we don't
right.
take advantage of all the wisdom that older Americans have.
That's
we
right.
need to tap into that. We need more of that, especially now.
Especially now. So thank you again for sharing him with us. We know how much
yeah.
everybody
thank
enjoyed
you.
That.
Thank you. Thanks to the listeners, too.
Back to the news of the day, or at least the news of yesterday. Jeff Sessions retired at the pleasure of the president. Dan gave me a look. Well, he retired at the request of the president. Yeah, resigned, excuse me, at the request of the president. So what does that mean for the Mueller probe? I saw protesters outside the White House today holding up Save Mueller signs. I think they might be a little early, but you never know. We're going to have all of those conversations. And also want to ask you, now that we're going to have a Democratic Congress, negotiate or investigate? Mr. Trump says if the House starts an investigation on him, he's not willing to negotiate. But some of the Congress people say, no, we can do both. Joining us now is Kevin Cirilli. Kevin is a Bloomberg White House reporter, and he wasn't at that press conference yesterday where Jim Acosta and some White House aide nearly came to blows, but he knows everything else. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
hey,
I think it's a heck of a week to go to headquarters
yeah.
in New York City where I am today.
Wow.
I can hold up today, yeah. Yeah, what a remarkable week.
Give us the very latest. For those maybe just getting in their car right now, tell us about Whitaker. What does this mean that Sessions has been fired, and where are we with now the acting attorney general, who we know has said in the past that the Robert Mueller's investigation is unworthy?
Well, let's break it down into 3 points. First of all, the notion that President Trump firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions comes as any type of surprise is false. This has been something that has been forecasted for several months. And in fact, we've seen some of his close Republican leadership allies in the Senate as far back as the summer forecast that they would be able to have a confirmation for the new attorney general, whomever it is that the president selects, either in the lame duck or even January. And January is what I think those confirmations proceedings will be. Secondly, however, is that you're right. Democrats are criticizing this. They are saying that this could represent a new step in terms of conflicts of interest, in terms of going after the Mueller probe in particular. Mr. Whitaker, who is now the acting attorney general, is a staunch conservative. He has publicly spoken out prior to his time in serving in the Justice Department as someone who is a critic of the Mueller probe, someone who suggested that perhaps not funding the Mueller probe because would be a potential strategy for someone who wanted to weaken the Mueller probe. Now, I can tell you that today I spoke with several sources who find that to be not likely, especially in the short term. But this is the third point that I would make, is that, look, this is, you know, just a couple of days now removed from the midterm elections. This is a president who has said consistently that he has no problem criticizing the Mueller probe at all. And I think that there's a lot of speculation about who exactly the president will nominate. I can tell you the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, was spotted at the White House today.
Oh boy.
Other names that I hear are Daryl Issa, as well as Senator John Cornyn.
Hey, Kevin, this is Paul. I have a potentially dumb question. I mean, there's so much paranoia on both sides. What would happen if the nuclear option did in fact come true, if somehow Mr. Whitaker tried to shut down the Mueller probe? I mean, would that truly be the end of it?
No. And that's such a great question, because I think a lot of times we start to just say phrases without really walking them through. And You know, it would be incredibly difficult for President Trump to shut down Mueller's probe without any type of pushback from within his own party. Clearly, he'll get pushback from Democrats, but there is a faction of Republicans who have consistently made clear that they do not want to see the Mueller probe infringed upon by anyone. They want to see it reach its natural conclusion. Now, beyond that, though, I can tell you that the president does have his allies, and there is, you know, I think we live in such a politically divisive time, to put it mildly, and there's a lot of mistrust in institutions. Democrats are mistrusting of the administration. Republicans are mistrusting of the Mueller probe. And I think that, you know, Bob Mueller's team has not suggested when exactly they're going to release their findings. I can tell you that based upon all of my reporting, it would appear that they've reached near the end, but I don't know how to define the end in terms of if we'll get something imminently or within 3 to 6 months.
Kevin, don't you think that Bob Mueller was anticipating this? Don't you think that he knew Jeff Sessions was going to be out in a minute, that he probably has all of his ducks in a row and just kind of is waiting to be shut down so then he can release his findings?
You know, I think, yes. I mean, my gosh, I mean, the Attorney General, and just take a look at the president's Twitter account, and you can see what he thinks of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Mm. But also take a look at Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, who really was a thorn in the side of this president early on in his administration, and now has since totally reversed course, and I would argue is one of his most important allies in the Senate. And when someone like Senator Graham is saying that they would be able to have the time and the opportunity to have a new attorney general, that suggests to me that the president is in lockstep with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as other senior leaders in the Senate. Either way, though, it's not like the president can do a lot, right? I mean, he can work. And if you look at polls, he can, you know, criticize publicly, privately, the Mueller probe. But we live in a democracy where there's checks and balances, and again, I think that all of my reporting has led me to the conclusion that it would be incredibly unlikely that an investigation of this magnitude would be completely shut down. That's not to say it won't be criticized. That's not to say it won't be politicized.
Sure.
But I would be completely stunned, and all of my reporting would be wrong if this was completely just shut down.
Kevin, this is pure speculation, but is the Southern District of New York at some point going to get involved?
Well, oh, that's a great question. I mean, I can tell you that according to the sources that I talked to, and for those, you know, this is a wonky question. It's a little bit in the weeds, but I can.
And you have to explain that to the listeners. What does that mean for everybody? Yeah. Southern District of New York.
So the Southern District of New York is obviously has jurisdiction over a host of the different financial wranglings from the Trump Organization to the Trump. Prior to, you know, private citizen Donald Trump, if you will. This is also a Democratic-controlled judge. And I can tell you, though, that Bob Mueller's team has kind of used, or many have speculated, I would say, legal scholars have speculated that Southern District Court is something of the first line of defense for Bob Mueller's team in terms of seeing how things play out there. And whatnot. That's when we talk about Michael Cohen, you know, the president's former personal attorney who has now since criticized the president and whatnot, the whole Lanny Davis saga and all that. That was through the Southern District of New York.
Kevin, you spoke to Maxine Waters about investigating the president. Let me just play a little bit of the interview that you guys did, and then we'll talk.
But let me be clear here. You are going to continue to investigate the financial dealings. Are you going to issue subpoenas? Are you going to try to get him to use subpoenas?
Oh, we don't know. We will deal with that when we come to it. And, you know, we have the power to deal with subpoenas. But I want you to know we're not just focused on that alone.
Right.
And if, in fact, in continuing some of the work that we had done, looking at Deutsche Bank, et cetera, if it comes time to, you know, answer that question and to deal with that, we will.
So, A, do you believe her? And do you think that now that we're going to have a Democratic House, that they're going to be more interested in negotiating and talking about things like infrastructure and maybe backing off on some of these investigations?
You know, I've covered Congress and the administration variously for like 7 years now. And I can tell you the one tired cliche that they always say is, oh, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And I feel like we're going to be hearing a lot of Democrats bust out that old cliche and say, look, we'll work with the president where we can, but we can also investigate and serve as a check and a balance. Maxine Waters is a very interesting political figure right now because she is one of the most senior members in the House of Representatives. She has also become the face of the opposition, really, between President Trump and the Democrats. She is someone that has found herself in lockstep in terms of with the resistance from a broadly national perspective, and the president has taken her on. She's taken on the president, but now she has the gavel, most likely, of one of the most powerful committees in the House of Representatives. She is set to chair the House Financial Services Committee, which oversees all of the banking regulations. Now, in the Senate, their counterpart is controlled by Republicans, so we aren't going to have sweeping, you know, dramatic reform. We have divided government. That said, she's got to position herself as a deal maker, especially for one of the most heavily lobbied committees in all of Congress, the banks. And so the question that I hear from my sources on Wall Street is, what will the committee look like under Chairwoman Maxine Waters? Will it be this complete investigation, or will they work to have some type of bipartisan packages that never really get a lot of press, but really do function the government as well as the economy? And she, from my interview with her, said that she wants to be able to do both, and that she wants to work on various smaller economic packages where there is common ground. So we're going to have to wait and see, but this is you guys know better than anybody. This political story is the dominant story, the mainstream noise, all of that. It really has, you know, completely clouded all of Washington. And now it's divided government. It's tough to say it gets better.
Hey, Kevin, on a good day, I'm a weather guy. There aren't enough good days. I want you to make a prediction. Is Senator Amy Klobuchar going to run for president in 2020? What's the smart money in D.C. saying?
I don't make predictions, but D.C. says she will. And I will say that Senator Amy Klobuchar is one of those. Had a great night this week. I mean, she just completely, you know, there's a lot of chatter this week. Just, you know, Senator Amy Klobuchar, I mean, she won handedly. She won successfully. She won as one of those Democrats who are able to work with Republicans on issues where there needs to be. Look at what she did on cybersecurity, for example, for bolstering the protections of the democratic institutions in terms of better protecting us against Russia meddling. She worked with Republicans on that. But then also, you know, she took Republicans to task as well. So I think she's, you know, right. I would not be surprised if she runs for president. I think she wants to, okay. Right?
I hope so. Kevin Cirilli, Bloomberg White House reporter. Listen, if you want to hear Kevin's entire interview with Maxine Waters, that is up at the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. So certainly check that out. Kevin, thank you. We'll be reading you in Bloomberg.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kevin.
And that interview, like I said, is with Maxine Waters is up at our Facebook page. So the question for you, and we addressed this a little bit with Kevin, now that there's going to be a Democratic House, do you want them to investigate or negotiate? Maxine says they can do both. President Trump says they can't. Hear him say that in the press conference yesterday, and then we're going to take your calls. What do you want to see? If you had to choose, what do you want to see? Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Paul and I will be right back.
I really think, and I really respected what Nancy said last night about bipartisanship and getting together and uniting, which is so important because that's what we should be doing. So we can look at us, they can look at us, and then we can look at them, and it'll go back and forth, and it'll probably be very good for me politically. I could see it being extremely good politically because I think I'm better at that game than they are, actually. Or we can work together. You can't do them simultaneously, by the way, just in case somebody says, oh, you can do them both. No, you can't. Because if they're doing that, we're not doing the other, just so you understand.
Can you? What the president was talking about at the press conference yesterday was simultaneously negotiation and investigation. Let's say he was working with the Democratic House on negotiation. But if they were investigating him for, like you said, in the Southern District for his taxes or the Robert Mueller thing or whatever, he says, no, if they start investigating me, I will not negotiate with them. You can't do them both simultaneously. So if you have to choose, and it's a Sophie's choice. Sorry, Paul, but, you know, we'd like to know what you think about it. What do you choose? investigate or negotiate? I know what you're going to say, though.
Do you? What am I going to say?
You're going to say negotiate because you're a great unifier.
Well, I'd like to think that maybe we can do both. This president feels besieged by the media, and I don't think he has any inkling of wanting to negotiate. My hunch is that he would use the Democrats in the House, Democratic control, as a foil, as an excuse. You know, hey, don't look at me. It's these folks over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're the problem. So if I had to predict, and I'm not predicting, but if I had to predict, I would predict that it's going to become even more contentious. There will be investigations. There will be subpoenas. You think it's bad now? Give it a couple of months.
And we heard Nancy
Pelosi. I hope I'm wrong.
We heard them
talk
nice talk.
I think it's going in that direction.
We heard them say, reach across the aisle during when their acceptance speeches, when they won and their victory laps. We heard the president say it, that I'd like to reach across the aisle. Or, you know, he'd like to negotiate. We're going to find out. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Dan and Chad, I see you guys, and I'm super sorry. We have to take a quick break. We'll get back right to your calls on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Negotiate or investigate. Our phone number is 651-989. I had a little brain fart there. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, Paul had the problem with this number in his spot.
Yeah,
you're having a number.
Right?
Yeah.
Something's going around.
Yeah, numerology.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
All right. 651-989-9226. I can say that number in my sleep. 651-989-9226. Negotiate or investigate. The texts are actually really fascinating on this. I really hope the Dems negotiate, from a texter. We need progression in this divided country. This texter writes, I'm putting my money on 2 years of finger pointing and blaming and nothing being done in Congress. This texter, a proper democracy would investigate under the Constitution and not be bullied by a president who thinks he is a dictator and that he can have his way. See, that's interesting. You know, that I think maybe we're so used to the Trump rhetoric that that's, I guess, not how I looked at it. Well, because if he chooses not to negotiate with you, then there's no negotiating. Like, he's the guy you have to negotiate with. And if he says, I'm not doing it, I guess your only option then is to investigate if you can't have it both ways. I don't know. Install handrails on every surface of the office. Not sure that text was for us. Maybe it was for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm not sure.
No, it was for you. That was for you.
That was for me. Hey, guys, the texter writes, investigate. You can't negotiate with bullies, and no one is above the law. Our phone number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. What do you want them to do, investigate or negotiate? And Paul, I have talked to people that, or I've heard from people that just want the next 2 years to be about impeaching the president. That's it. Resist. Shut it down. Let's be done. Now they feel a crack in the armor here with the Democratic House, and forget about the business of running the country. Let's just bring them down. Have you heard
that? So it makes for great... Hey, Jura, it makes for great ratings on CNN, right? People will be spellbound. But what gets done for the country?
Nothing gets done for the country.
Nothing gets
it right.
Gridlock, paralysis. Look, I'm not defending the president on this, but I'm trying to put myself in his shoes just for a second. He obviously is unconventional. Voters love that. The fact that he didn't talk like a regular D.C. politician.
Unconventional,
okay,
as
unpolished,
being generous.
Brash. And he's used to private business. If he doesn't like somebody, he can fire them. He can't fire Jim Acosta. Well, he tried last night.
he banned him from the White House.
It's different. Government is different than private business. And mm-hmm. So I'm not making excuses, but I'm just, you know, his mindset is...
It's different.
I don't know. Can he change his stripes? Can he evolve? Can he adapt? Does he want to adapt? He went in wanting to be a flamethrower, you know, burn down the swamp.
651 651-989-9226 is our number. Before you answer this question, a reminder from our boss, Andy Bloom, said, remember, Clinton and Newt balanced the budget during the investigations leading up to his impeachment. I thought that that was very interesting. There you go. So it can be done. Mike's in Minneapolis. Oh, hey, Mike, how are you?
You know, somebody just asked my question. What happened during the Clinton years, you know, with Whitewater and Lewinsky and all that, you know, and other presidents, too, you know.
And that's what happened, because President Clinton was under investigation and eventually impeached.
Yeah.
Yet he and Newt Gingrich and the rest of the Congress, of course, managed to balance a budget. So the investigation went alongside with the negotiations. So there is precedent for it. It can be done. Mike, you think it's going to happen now?
I don't know. I think if it goes forward, I don't think that Trump will be inclined to cooperate with anyone. And if he gets impeached, he'll just say, you see, I'm a real peach.
Mike, thanks for the call. And thanks for taking us back there. Yeah, I'm glad I had his information at the tip of my tongue. Dan told me to take the call first. I'm going to listen to Dan from now on. Shelley's in Osceola. Hey, Shelley, 651-989-9226 is our number. Hey, Shelley.
Hey.
What do you think?
I'm calling in because Trump absolutely does need to be investigated to the nth degree. The whole election was sketchy, and he lies incessantly, and someone does need to call him out on it. It's bullshit.
Oh, okay. Careful there. I don't know if Dan heard that. Careful there. I'm just going to bleep that for one sec. Okay, Shelley, I feel your energy about that. There you go. You know, I was thinking about this today, Paul. Thanks, Shelley, for the call. I understand. If they investigate and they find, what are they going to find? They're going to find out that he didn't pay taxes. There we go. The New York Times already did that. They're going to find out that he created this, that he and his family created this shady company, All County Business, to defraud from his father's estate and not have to pay the estate taxes on that. And that was a shady company. We already know that there have been illegal dealings in Trump's background. We don't necessarily know about Russia, but nobody cares. Well, the people that vote for him don't care. It doesn't affect anything. There is still support for him. So after all of these investigations, I guess unless they are impeachable, unless we find collusion, which we probably won't, what does it matter? I'm not saying don't do it, but does it really matter? Will it really change anything? Or are you and I just going to be on the hook for millions and millions and millions of dollars, and the people that voted for him are going to vote for him again? Does it really matter?
This is all hand-waving unless it can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this isn't hearsay, that laws were broken. Nobody is above the rule of law. Nobody in this country. That's why we have a constitution, right? I mean, we're not Russia. We're not Turkey. We're not North Korea. You break the law, you have to pay a price. I don't care who you are. But again, is there actual evidence, or is this just all subterfuge? I mean,
well, that's what the investigation would shake out. John's in Roseville. Hey, John, jump on in here.
Hi, I think we need to investigate. I don't think he can negotiate with the terrorist. He's trying to hold the country hostage by saying, if you investigate me, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And you know, what's the point of someone who's got no interest? He just wants to have a foil so that he can argue with somebody and blame somebody else.
And don't you think if you really had the best interests of the American people at heart, the infrastructure bill is important to us. Immigration is important to us. If you are truly for the American people, you would help us.
They had 2 years of government. Why didn't they do any of those things? They had all of Congress, and he could do what he wanted, and they didn't get those things done on their own.
That's the truth.
And now they're going to hold us hostage just to try to get an infrastructure bill, because we saw this before when Obama was president. They wanted permanent tax cuts to do, you know, keep the lights on for government.
Mm-hmm.
So the House should put forward an agenda that is reasonable and works for the American people, and they should shame the Senate into putting it up for a vote. I don't think they'll do it, but, you know, that's the best they can do, is just point out that until the Senate gets along or becomes a Democratic Senate, things aren't going to get done because they haven't gotten done yet.
So, John, investigate along with negotiate?
No, you don't negotiate. You put forward an agenda and you say, you come along with us. These are reasonable offers. The country needs these things, needs an immigration bill, which was put forward in a bipartisan way for the House under Obama, but the Senate didn't take it up because they wanted to fundraise and run elections on that stuff, and they did.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, John. Thank you. Interesting call.
Thank
I'm
you,
glad
John.
You got in. Glad you got in. Lee's in St. James. Lee, what do you think? And we already have a Mueller investigation. Are we doing more investigation? What do you think?
Well, I think the idea of trying to negotiate with someone who wouldn't use negotiation to reach a solution for everybody like he should as a public servant, it would be more a tool that he can use for his own means, just like he uses migrant caravan for his own means. He uses the African-American vote for his own means. I think it would be insane to think that there's any evidence that he would negotiate in a fair manner or follow the ground rules that would be set down. And then there's one more point that I think is really valuable today. It's my beautiful wife, Susie's birthday, and I'd like to wish her happy birthday. Thank
well
you.
Done. Happy birthday,
happy
Susie.
Happy birthday.
Lee, what'd you
That's
get her?
That's awesome.
Beautiful wife, Susie's birthday.
Oh, he's listening. Oh, I want to know what he got her. I want to know what Susie's getting for her birthday. What a sweet man. That's nice.
A podcast of him on the radio.
Yeah, that's free, by
happy
the way.
Happy birthday, honey.
And by the way,
I was on the radio.
Folks have been texting in and asking about the podcast of Folker. It can be where all of our podcasts are at radio.com. Go under podcasts, and then you'll see Paul and Jordana. And I don't know, Dan, did you already put
it
up?
It's already up, yeah.
Oh, great.
So people can go find it. So if you're on the radio.com app, just search for Paul and Jordana. It'll pop up there, and you'll see the list of episodes. Or you can always go to WCCORadio.com, and at the top there's a podcast option there. Click on that, and then you find the lovely picture of you and Paul.
Oh, wow.
And click on that, and there it'll be.
So. There you go. So you can listen to more Folker if you didn't get enough today. Hey, Paul, it's 5:47. That's a Wixon Jewelers time check. That means we have to take a quick break. If you haven't been to Wixon before, you don't know what you're missing. Stop by today and experience world-class service without leaving town. See if we can sneak in one more call here. Investigate or negotiate was the question. Tom's in Minneapolis. Glad to have you on, Tom. Hello, sir.
Hi. I don't think we should negotiate with Trump. He's declared bankruptcy many times. He hasn't paid all his bills, even when he didn't declare bankruptcy. He's not a man of honor. You wouldn't trust him ever.
But he's our president. Like, we're kind of screwed. We have to negotiate to get anything done.
No, I mean, if he's willing to do something, but he's been both a Republican and a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
If Nancy Pelosi wants to, but then you're negotiating with McConnell, who wouldn't negotiate with anything during the 8 years of Obama. Mm. Why would you trust any of those guys?
Also true. So we're in for 2 more years at least of gridlock, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you can pass something and get it done, but there's also the thing you can pass something, but then it's in the details, you have to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't implement something. They'll just say, oh, look what we did. And then they won't implement it.
Interesting.
I wouldn't trust him at all.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. We
want
to get
you, Paul,
to Paul in Monticello. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling in.
Hey, yeah. So I would say negotiate. I mean, a lot of people have called in with the other side, but my thought is, and the country is doing really well. And a lot of it's because of what Trump has done and what their policies have done. Now, why do we put the country into a stalemate for 2 years while we fight and all this other stuff? Mm-hmm. Let's move on. As mm-hmm. you said, we've already seen what's happened. New York Times or whoever has already told us what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Right. We know everything. Well, we know a lot of stuff, a lot of bad stuff, and he's still the president. So that, whatever.
Absolutely.
Interesting, Paul. Thanks for the call. And I'm now talking to our Paul. I find it interesting that so many people said, you know what, just investigate and don't negotiate. I find that a little disheartening because I prefer progress.
Well, the investigation just becomes a show, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure the cable news networks would love that. The ratings will go through the
right.
roof.
And maybe I'm
but
naive.
What gets done?
Maybe
and
I'm naive Jordana, thinking it will get done.
My only thought is if there is true gridlock and investigations and insinuations, maybe stuff will get done at a local and state level. I mean, then it's up to the states to kind of figure out solutions and say, all right, we're not getting anything done at a federal level. What can we do locally to help people, to make people's lives better? So the onus switches back on, you know, Governor-elect Tim Walz and whether he can build a coalition and get stuff done.
Well, that's interesting. We seem to be very smart here in Minnesota. I would have faith in these lawmakers. So that's a really good point, Paul. Tomorrow you are on vacation. Enjoy it, my friend. Enjoy Folker. Enjoy the Penn State football game this weekend.
I'm going to freeze my butt off. We're playing the Badgers. We haven't been playing well. It's just a game. It's just a game.
Neither have the Badgers, Paul. You're going to be just fine, let me promise.
Well, I don't know. Oof.
Oh, a little rivalry here. Yeah, Penn State
really
versus the Badgers.
We're both down on our teams. So I don't know.
It's been a rough season. Yeah,
really. Paul, give your dad a hug from all of us here in Minnesota. Thank you so much. Dan, thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3.
Thanks, Jorp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.